Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation will be hosting a succession and estate planning seminar. Michael Kelsey issues the invitation.
We're going to tackle this issue in a seminar on February 10th in Oklahoma City at the Embassy Suites on Meridian. It's going to be an all-day deal. We invite all of agriculture to come. Certainly, we want to focus on our members, but if you're a farmer or rancher, maybe a row crop producer or something, and you're looking at some of these types of things, we invite you to come.
For details about this estate planning seminar, contact the OCA 405-235-4391.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us here this morning from Leffler Commodities. And, wow, Tom, it was just easy to say the markets were just dismal overall yesterday. Livestock futures particularly, they were lower across the board at the close yesterday.
Exactly right, Dave. After closing higher the past two sessions, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures all closed negative yesterday. There still has not been any cash cattle trade reported in the feed yards, bids mostly in the 130-132 area. We also saw choice box beef down $1.21 yesterday. The select boxes were up 41 cents on a total movement of 176 loads. Cattle slaughter, 111,000 head. Cash feeder index was up $2.06. And we also saw the hogs yesterday make new highs for January, but close negative. And today is a semi-annual cattle inventory report at 2 o'clock that is expected to show the continued growth in the cattle herd. On the close yesterday, April live cattle 72 cents lower, March feeders down 50 cents, and April lean hogs 77 cents lower.
We will check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Superior Livestock, America's leader in livestock marketing. Coming up is Superior's video auction January 29th, live from Superior's Fort Worth, Texas studio and being broadcast live during the NCBA convention in San Diego. Selling nearly 21,000 head, 1,200 Holsteins, 5,900 feeder steers, over 2,600 feeder heifers, more than 10,000 wean calves, and 600 bred heifers and pairs. Don't miss Superior's video auction January 29th. Visit SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at these grain futures, and a pretty similar story here. The grains lower across the board yesterday.
That's correct. Thursday saw the wheat, the corn, and the soybean futures all traded and closed on the negative side. Technical selling, profit taking, and the news of China canceling a U.S. soybean sale all helped to push prices lower. Now, the KC wheat and the soybean futures yesterday had their lowest trade of the past 11 sessions. Yesterday, the crude oil had its highest trade of the past 13 sessions. At the moment, we're looking at March KC wheat down 0.75 cents. March corn's up 0.5 cents. March soybeans are unchanged. March cotton trading 31 points higher. March crude oil is up 36 cents. March dollar index is 64 cents higher. And March Dow Jones futures up 96 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
They can call us on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time here this morning. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. Tom, you have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. And for Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.